Hi everyone, and welcome to the first episode of Sport, Woman and Media. We are Fempower, and today we're diving into a super important and eye-opening topic. How LGBTQIA+ athletes, especially queer women, are portrayed in sports media. Have you ever wondered if the way we talk about athletes in the news help break stereotypes, or just reinforce them? Let's break it down together. Alright. First things first, let's talk about the term LGBTQIA+. You've probably heard it before, but what does it really mean? Basically, it's an umbrella term used to refer to the queer community as a whole. Let's break it down. L stands for lesbian, G for gay, B for bisexual, T for transgender, Q for queer, I for intersex, and A for asexual. And what about that little plus at the end? That's super important. It represents all the other identities that don't fit neatly into the acronym but are just as valid and part of the community. So, LGBTQIA+ is a way to include everyone while acknowledging the diversity within the queer community. It's not just a label, it's a way to show that everyone deserves to feel seen, valued and respected. Let's talk about inclusion in sports. It's a big topic and honestly, there's still a long way to go. Here's a stat that'll make you stop and think. Did you know that 20% of people in the LGBTQIA+ community avoid participating in sports because of their sexual orientation or gender identity? That's a huge number. This striking fact comes from the documentary We All Play, which you can catch on Rakuten TV. It sheds light on how inclusion and prejudice still keep so many people from feeling like they belong in the world of sports. Think about it. Team sports are supposed to be for everyone, a place where teamwork, passion and performance come first. Yet, for many in the LGBTQIA+ community, it's a space where they feel judged or unwelcome. That's a tough pill to swallow, isn't it? So, here's what we did. We started our project to explore how stories about LGBTQIA+ women athletes in the media impact how society views things like gender, sexuality and athleticism. The big question is, are we showing athletes in a fair and balanced way, or are stereotypes still running the game? This ties into a global goal called the Beijing Platform for Action, which calls for women to be portrayed in a way that's real, fair and non-stereotypical in the media. To find some answers, we studied how LGBTQIA+ women athletes were written about in newspapers from four different countries: Italy, Spain, Iran and Germany. We chose both national and sports newspapers to get a well-rounded view, using a very cool tool called the Media Monitoring Tool, making it more specific for our topic. We analyzed the language these articles used to describe these athletes. But why does it matter? Well, the way athletes are talked about in the media can shape how society sees LGBTQIA+ people, gender roles, and sports overall. Our research highlights where things are going right and where there's room for improvement in making sports media more inclusive and supportive of diversity. So, stick around because we are about to unpack what we found out and why it matters for athletes, fans and the future of sports.
All right. Let's talk about what we discovered from our analysis of how LGBTQAI+ women athletes are portrayed in the media across different countries. Turns out that there are some striking similarities and some key differences too. First, the similarities. Across Italy, Spain and Germany, there's a common trend where the media focuses more on LGBTQAI+ athletes' gender identity than their actual sport achievements. It's like their identity becomes the headline and their athleticism take the backseat. On top of that, these athletes are often portrayed as symbols of progress or pioneers rather than being treated like any other athlete in the mainstream sports narrative. Their stories tend to emphasize societal significance over their actual performance on the field. We also noticed that the media in all three countries frequently addresses issues around transgender athletes, especially when it comes to fairness and eligibility. Unfortunately, the coverage often frames them as disruptive forces in traditional sport categories, adding to the controversy. Criticism is another big theme. LGBTQIA+ athletes, especially transgender women, face a lot of public backlash, fueled by comments from celebrities, athletes, and other public figures. This has only deepened the polarization in the debate. And finally, across all the three countries, there's a very little attention given to the broader cultural and societal challenges that these athletes face. It's like their struggles are reduced to sound bites instead of being fully explored. Now, on to the differences. In Italy, media coverage tends to dive into personal struggles, private life and identity, rather than focusing on athlete performance. On the other hand, Spain and Germany highlight resilience and achievements more. In Italy, we came across inappropriate language when talking about transgender athletes, while Spain and Germany tended to be more balanced and respectful in tone. But what about Iran? That's a whole different story. The media there largely ignores LGBTQIA+ athletes, especially women, making them also almost invisible in sport coverage. So, after diving into the media portrayal of LGBTQIA+ women athletes, it's clear that there's both progress and plenty of room for improvement. While we have seen some positive shifts, like more visibility for LGBTQIA+ athletes, the focus is still often in their identity rather than athletic achievements. This not only reinforces stereotypes, but also sidelines the true accomplishments for these athletes. And when it comes to transgender athletes, the media's fixation on controversy around fairness and eligibility continues to fuel division. However, what's most striking is the lack of attention to the broader social and cultural challenges. Whether it's the personal struggle highlighted in Italy or the invisibility in Iran, there's a pressing need for more nuanced, respectful, and achievement-focused coverage that goes beyond identity and controversy. Let's remember the importance of fair, non-stereotypical portrayals that reflect the full spectrum of experiences and contribution that LGBTQIA+ athletes make to sports. We've still got a long way to go, but every conversation like this one brings us closer to creating a more equitable future for all athletes. Thanks for listening to today's episode and stay tuned for our next one, where we'll be speaking with Valentina Petrillo, the first transgender athlete to take part in the Paralympic Games.
At this point in my life, I still don't feel fully recognized as a professional. I would like people to talk about my sporting achievements, my times, and my performances, rather than gossip or matters unrelated to sport. This is important so that a transgender person can finally be seen in a different light. It's also a way to break with the past. I hope I can be remembered and acknowledged specifically for my sporting performances, which are definitely no mean feat.